You're kidding. Just one shot?
They're not all zombies, Doug. How do you fight this thing?
Maybe we could drown it in A1 sauce.
Well, sometimes that is better. The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back.
It's dead zone to get down with. About 6 feet under. Get dead.
Ooh, I love this song.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Hello and welcome to episode 189 of the Rotten Reviews podcast. I'm pretty sure it's 189. I'm doing this one early because I'm going to be away on vacation by the time this episode actually comes out. So I want to make sure that everything's already ready and set to go for you guys so I don't miss a single episode. It's going to, you know, hopefully everything's going to be out and edited and done in time. I'm going to bring my tablet just in case I don't get it done. But we have plenty of time. I still got like 5 days left before I leave. So it should be fine. I should be able to get it done. Hopefully I will. Hopefully I don't lose track of time like I usually do, because I'm trying to get in some live streams as well. But we have a fun episode for you guys today. We're watching Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers from 1988. It's an hour and 20 minutes. It's a horror comedy. I'm watching this one on Tubi. Hopefully you guys are ready for a nice, you know, summer sleepaway camp style movie, you know, getting ready for the nice warmer weather. But before we get into that, I just want to put a little bit of business out there ahead of time, just like I do on every other episode. It would mean a lot to me if you guys would go check out my all my social media links at Tyfenstein. You can find me on anything and everything, from X to Threads to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. But the main thing that we're pushing is that YouTube channel. Like I said before, once I hit 1,000 subs on there, we're gonna pick a random subscriber to give away some free artwork. And we're actually gonna pick a user that's actually active and not just someone who's random that never's is going to respond ever, of course. So hopefully you guys are active on there. I would appreciate if you guys are sharing the content, liking the content, commenting on the content, and, you know, just enjoying the community that we're going to be creating. We're going to be setting up a Discord layer this year at some point in time, maybe a Patreon if I can get my ass in gear to actually get some, you know, mini episodes set up and some extra content. Maybe on the Patreon we'll do like a free art drawing each month. So that's an idea. If that's something you guys want, let me know down in the comments below. Either send me a message at the Rotten Reviews podcast email account, or just comment on one of the YouTube videos as well. That works as well. Or just, you know, send me a direct message on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. I'm easy to contact, and I'm always willing to grow the community and chat with you guys, because it means a lot. It means a lot that you guys are coming back each and every single week. And thank you. That's all I gotta really say. As always, though, if you guys are, you know, looking for an energy drink powder, definitely go check out W Energy and use the promo code RottenViews at checkout to save yourself 10%. You know, it's not much. It's every little bit helps you, though, in this day and age. So a little bit for you, a little bit for me. You know, let's work together. Let's save a little bit together. And yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So definitely go check it out. Links for that stuff will all be down in the description below as well. But yeah, as I said, we are watching Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers from 1988. If you don't want to be spoiled on a movie that came out in 1988, feel free to pause the podcast now and go check it out on Tubi. Or, you know, just listen to me talk about the movie. And hopefully this will either make you really want to see the movie, or maybe just avoid the movie. I'm not sure what your thoughts and opinions are on the Sleepaway Camp series, so maybe you'll be a fan of this one, maybe you won't be. But yeah, for any of the new listeners, I'm going to be talking about this movie from start to finish and hitting all the points in between that catch my interest. So if you don't want to be spoiled on the movie, feel free to go pause it now. But hopefully you guys will stick around. And if you go pause the podcast to go watch the movie, maybe you'll come back, because we need you here. And I appreciate you guys coming back. So, you know, this is the point in time where you should get comfy, you know, get some popcorn, get some snacks, Doritos, whatever it is. Or if you're at work, you know, hopefully this helps you pass the day, and hopefully it makes the day a little bit more enjoyable for you. And just keep working, okay? Just keep working. But this movie has a 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 62% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 85% of Google users apparently like this film. Initial release date was August 26, 1988. And of course, it's from the Sleepaway Camp series. The movie had a budget of $465,000. It was distributed by United Film Distribution Company. Apparently, the original name... I'm a little bit confused on IMDb, because when you click on it, it comes up as Nightmare Vacation 2, but then it says underneath original title, Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers. I'm not sure why the difference between the two, but oh well. The quick plot rundown synopsis on IMDb is Angela, supposedly reformed and living under an assumed surname, is working at a summer camp. However, when the campers start misbehaving, she soon reverts to her old ways. This movie is directed by Michael A. Simpson. I like Simpsons. I mean, I know it's a different Simpsons, but that's fine. He's also known for being the producer for 2011's Hysteria. He was also the producer for 2018's Candy Jar. He was the producer for 2009's Crazy Heart. And then he was also the producer for 2015's Kidnapping Freddy Heineken, which I've only actually know one of those. Actually, I've heard of Hysteria. I haven't watched it, but I've also seen most of Crazy Heart. I don't remember fully sitting down to watch it all, but I do remember it. This movie has two writers credited to it. The first one we're going to talk about is Michael Hitchcock, probably not related to the superhero that played by Will Smith. He's apparently hasn't really done anything good. He's done 11 episodes of My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend from 2016 to 2019. Apparently he was in a movie in 2021, Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. And apparently he also played a movie in 2000, Best in Show. Not really too much interesting on this one. But the other writer we're going to be talking about is Robert Hitzig, best known for being the writer for 1983 Sleepaway Camp. He was the writer for Return to Sleepaway Camp from 2008. He was also the producer for 2017's Toxic 2-2, which I don't know anything about that movie. I'm going to avoid that one, to be honest with you. And the cast members we're going to talk about, the first one being Pamela Springsteen, who's playing Angela this time around. She's also Angela in 1989's Nightmare Vacation 3, aka Sleepaway Camp 3. She's also in 1989's Fast Food, which that's a very good underrated movie that has Ernest in it. And then she was also apparently... She was also in 1982's Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which I need to actually revisit that. It's been a very, very long time since we watched that one. And then the other cast member we're going to talk about is Renee Estevez, who's Betty from 1988's Heathers. She's Doreen from 2010's The Way. She was also in 1982's Single White Female and a movie that we did for the podcast. She's in 1989's The Intruder, or just Intruder. The tagline for this movie is, "And they thought it was just another ghost story." Apparently there's also a goof in two scenes panning around the cabin filled with Angela's victims. 10 bodies are seen. Yeah, at this point, Angela has only killed 9 people. I'm not going to name them because that's just going to defeat the purpose of this movie. So we're going to actually start watching the movie now. So if you don't want to be spoiled on the movie that came out in 1988, I had to double check. Then feel free to pause it now. Go watch it on Tubi. Or, you know, just sit back, relax, like I said, get comfy, and listen to me talk about the movie. And we're going to hit all those points in between. So it's 1 hour and 20. It won't be that long. Actually, this might be one of the shorter episodes of the podcast. But we're going to get into it right now. And hopefully you guys would enjoy the episode and stay till the end.
Presents Saturday Night at the Movies, the television series which each week brings you the finest in recent motion pictures. Tonight,
there used to be this camp about 60 miles from here, Camp Arawak. All these kids started getting killed. Well, it ended up that the killer was the shy 14-year-old girl that everybody picked on, except she wasn't...
Phoebe, you're supposed to be in the cabin. Let's go.
Wait, what happened to the killer?
Whatever happened to the good kids in the world?
Oh, don't talk like that, Uncle John. There's lots of good kids. We just have to weed out the bad.
Remember, ladies, nice girls don't have to show it off.
Where's Phoebe?
I had to send her home.
I found her doing things with the boys last night that she had no business doing.
I know the rest of you are nice young ladies and you won't get into any trouble.
Well, we want our shit face! Let this be a lesson to you. Say no to drugs.
Camp Rolling Hills is the best. Oh, I'm a happy camper. Being the Wicked Witch of the West.
Hey.
But I know what happens when things get out of control.
You're gonna tell.
Oh, I'm a happy camper. I love the Queen's Stride. And with the grace of God, I'll camp until I die.
Good night, campers.
Movie gets that classic MGM lion roar as we see the intro credits start to come in and the music starts to set the mood for the movie. And then we hear a girl screaming and then we see a campfire. And of course, it's some camp counselors telling a ghost story around the fire to all the other campers that are there that night. He's telling a story about this boyfriend, Steve, being, you know, behind the door, hanging by his belt, drenched in blood as he's doing the whole, you know, light below the face, trying to do the spooky voice at the, you know, evening campfire. Then one of the girls is like, I know a real ghost story, you know. There's this camp a little ways away, and, you know, and this one guy speaks up. He's like, yeah, and all the campers there died and got murdered. And she's talking about how the other campers and the cook died. He got boiled, and the owner of the camp got, like, shot in the neck. And then we see someone slowly walking through the woods and being like, Phoebe, come on, you're supposed to be in the cabin, all right, let's go. And she, you know, finishes the story and then goes off with her camper because she's from, the all-girls camp. And then they're like, well, wait, what happened to the camper? And the one boy who said he heard the story, he's like, I heard that she was dead on the, or he was dead on the beach, but then I also heard she was playing the dark-haired girl in The Facts of Life. And then one of the other boys is like, so, you know what? My dad's actually a cop. I know what happened to the he or she. They actually got out a couple weeks ago, and now they're just roaming the woods waiting to kill somebody. And then we see Phoebe walking through the woods as her camp counselor's, you know, giving her crap because he's like, you know, you've only been here a week and you're already sneaking off to go check out what the boy is. And we find out that it's actually Angela is the one that came and got Phoebe. So we can honestly tell already why, you know, Angela didn't want Phoebe talking about the story because, you know, she's secretly the killer from before. Anyways, Phoebe and Angela get into a little argument and then Phoebe goes off on her own. But of course, she gets lost in the woods because she doesn't know where she's going and it's dark and it's starting to get foggy now. So then Phoebe's like, come on, Angela, I'm scared. I don't know where I am anymore. Where are you? And then out of nowhere, Angela's like, I'm right here. And hits her in the face with a log. And she's like, that's what you get for not listening to your camp counselor. And then we see Phoebe down on the ground, blood all over her face, and her tongue getting cut out of her mouth. And then this heavy metal rock music starts playing, you know, to really set the mood for the 80s horror movie. As we see the intro credits start to pour in, we see that simple but yet effective red font coming in with the title font. And, you know, just setting up the movie. Honestly, I love the feeling of, like, the 80s horror movie soundtracks because there are a lot of bands that you never even heard of before. And it's just a nice spin and a nice twist than what you're used to getting nowadays, at least. And we see it's, like, a nice sunny day now. And we see Angela walking to her camp, you know, cabin and blowing the whistle and being like, everyone, get up. Breakfast in a half hour. Get your asses up. All right, let's go. The girls are starting to wake up. And then the one of them's like, well, where's Phoebe? And then they're looking around. It's like, oh, look, all her stuff's actually gone. Did anybody see where Phoebe went? Did they see her get ready to leave? And then of course we already see lots of boobs already. Just putting that out there as well. 80s horror movie. Of course we're going to see boobs. It's a girl camp too. So and Andrea walks back and she's like, I had to send Phoebe home. I had no choice. I caught her doing stuff with the boys that she can't be doing. And you know, we just gotta get rid of her. She's a bad egg. And Andrea's like, Allie, you know, nice girls don't have to show off. So if you could actually not sleep in the nude, that would be cool too. She's probably still going to sleep in the nude though. Let's face it, it's 80s. And then we see two little kids outside. One's on the shoulder of the other one. As you see, he's using an old Polaroid camera to take some pictures. And Allie's like, I don't know what's the big deal. It's not like anyone's gonna see me. And the little kids are like, yeah, Tip Patrol is gonna definitely see you though. And then we see Angela walking with this other older guy. And we come to find out it's her Uncle John, who by looks like probably runs the camp. And Uncle John's like, whatever happened to the good kids in the world? I used to brag that all the kids in New York used to come here. Now I can barely fill the damn cabins. I don't know what's going on with this world anymore. Let me see, Allie sitting down with some other, you know, campers. It's like a mixed tail, boys and girls, so I guess they can all hang out at certain times because they're sitting down for lunch. Also, Allie gets in trouble by one of the other girls because apparently she's giving away her food. And apparently that's a no-no at this camp. Don't give away your food because you're going to get told on. And they're making fun of some sisters that are also there because they're stoners. And they show them. And you can definitely clearly tell that they are stoners. And then they start talking about Phoebe. You're like, huh, I wonder what happened. Why is she gone? And Uncle John comes in. And he grabs a microphone. He's like, come on, let's kick off this lovely day with our camp counselor of the week, Angela, who's going to start the day with a lovely song. And everyone's like, oh, great. Angela's like, I was once a camper once myself, and it was nothing like this, though. But Camp Rolling Hills is the best. Aren't you guys all happy to be here and wasting your summer? And then, of course, Angela's like, so anybody want to come up here on the stage and sing with me the Happy Camper song? I'm like, oh, boy, no, thank you. And they're outside, and then one of the camp cows is like, hey, so everyone coming on nature hike, get ready with me. Everyone else, go get ready to go in the lake and swim and crap. And also, watch out for the ledges so you don't fall and hurt yourself. And then one of the other camp counselors, like one of the head guys, is like, hey, Angela, you want to come, you know, down and swim with us? She's like, oh, no, I'm really not a good swimmer. He's like, well, you could work on your tan a little bit or something, huh? Also, you want some of this gum? And she's like, ugh, I'm not really a fan of green gum. Apparently, Angela's not a fan of green gum. I wonder what green gum has to do with anything. And I'm wrong. The swimming doesn't even take place in a lake because this camp has an in-ground pool. Let me find out, this one guy has been coming to this camp for the last 3 years. And she's like, oh, well, you must really like the camp. I think it's maybe Allie talking to him. I'm not really too sure. It's hard to tell because some of these girls look the same when their hair's all wet. But she's like, wow, you must really like it here. He's like, well, yeah, it's better sitting at home playing video games, I guess. And then we also find out he comes from a divorced family. So maybe that's part of the issue that makes him not want to stay home. Or he doesn't have any friends. You know, either one works. So maybe this is Allie, because this girl who's talking to this other guy is like this football jock. He's like, if you throw me in this pool, I'm going to kill you. So he does it anyways. She takes off like her bikini top before him, because she's just wearing an oversized white t-shirt. And she swims over to the couple that's talking, like the guy who doesn't like staying at home during summer. I assume she has a thing for him, because she's trying to like push her boobs all in his face, and he kind of just looks away and be like, ah, so you want to go somewhere else? Because this lady's kind of annoying. And then we hear some people in the woods laughing, you know, having a good time. And it's the Stoner Sisters, of course. And we see Angela, you know, creeping through the woods to kind of keep an eye on them. And we can just assume they're probably going to be the next victims, because they're making fun of her Happy Camper song. And Angela's like talking to that other camper or camp counselor, the guy who was like kind of like hitting on her, wants to be with her. I think his name might be Tony or TC. Actually, yeah, it's TC. And he's like, no, I didn't see this two Stoner Sisters at all. And someone else is missing as well. And then we see Angela making her way through the woods again. And I believe she comes up on the Stoner Sisters again. And now there's this one guy like making out with the one Stoner Sister as the other one's passed out on a log. So then Angela's like, hey, you get out of here. You're taking advantage of her. And then we see Angela using like a bottle of alcohol to wake up the one sister. And she's like spread across like this homemade barbecue looking area. And when the sister sits up, all she sees in front of her is like the charcoal body of her other sister. But there's nothing there at all. It's just literally a black charred skeleton. And then we see Angela pouring some, what we assume is gas, on top of the other Stoner sister. And then she just throws a match on her. And then we just see the flames go up, and we hear the Stoner sister screaming in pain as she's being burnt alive on top of this like barbecue area. And then we hear some screaming, and then we see this leg, and it looks like there's blood all over the place. And then there's this girl who's like, I hate this place, I just want to go home. And we just find out that she's just doing some crafts, some painting, and the paint just spilled all over the place. And Angela's like, well, what's the matter, why don't you like this place? She's like, I don't like this place, I want to go home, just let me go home, please. And then Angela's like, well, I'm pretty sure we could arrange that, I guess. And then we see Angela walking her to the car, and apparently one of her parents is there to pick her up. It's like, well, I hope we see you next year. And the little girl's like, no freaking way. And then the uncle's like, oh, we lost in there, kid, huh? She's like, actually, we're down four. I sent the two sisters home, too. I caught them in the woods getting stoned and, you know, doing stuff with boys, so I can't keep them around. He's like, oh, Angela, why are you sending all the kids home? Let me see Angela that night in the all-girls cabin. She's like, oh, so I had to send the sisters home. Hopefully, there won't be any issues, though, because I have a counselor meeting I have to go to. So can you guys all just stay in here and be good, please? And then the girls start talking, because apparently Molly and Sean are getting close. So I'm assuming Molly was the girl that was on the side of the pool talking to the guy who apparently likes to go to camp more than staying home during the summer. Then the whole time that's going on, we actually hear someone outside walking through the woods. And one of the actual girls is like, I hear something. I know there's somebody outside. And they're like, I didn't hear anything. It's probably just the guys just trying to mess with us. And then they're like, hey, what's out there? And it's like, it's just us, the monsters. And then the lights flick on and all the guys start running into the girl's cabin. And then for some reason, the guys start like trashing the whole place and they start throwing the girl's underwear all over the place and all the clothes. One of the girls is on the back of the guy, like, spinning around circles. And then Angela walks in and the music cuts and she's like, so Uncle John's gonna hear all about this. You guys are all in big trouble. And then we see the guys all just start to scatter out of the girl's cabin. And one of the guys has like underwear on his head. And then the one guy doesn't want to leave. He's like, we weren't doing anything wrong. We're just having some fun. And Angela's like, I don't like being the Wicked Witch of the West, but you guys gotta get out here. You guys gotta, keep everything under control and behave. So then the girl's like, so how about we get the boys back tonight then? And then one of the girls like, Andrew's already pretty mad. Why don't we just see him wait till another time? And the girl's like, well, if we do it at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Andrew will never know. We see the girls swarming the whole guy's cabin. And at one point, TC comes out and I think he gets hit with something. He's like, all right, I'm just going back to bed. You guys just do whatever you're going to do. And then, of course, Molly being like, we want all our stuff back, or you guys are going to see more of this. And then she just, flashes all the guys. And then, of course, Angela walks in and just tears at her like, oh, I'm in trouble, huh? Then we see Angela and Molly in the car together. And Angela's like, I know you want to go home, but you can't. I get you're just trying to impress the guys, especially Alex. You're just doing a cheap little trick, showing off your boobs. And I just know you're looking for attention. And Molly's crying the whole time because she actually wants to go home at this point in time. And then Angela's like, I'm going to give you one last chance, so how about you just sleep off tonight and we'll start fresh tomorrow. And then we see Angela in the car looking for something, and Molly's like, what are you looking for, a gun? And Angela's like, no, a drill. And she pulls up a drill out of nowhere and literally just starts drilling Molly, and we just see blood going all over the place. Okay, so maybe that wasn't Molly, maybe that was a different blonde girl, because it looks like Molly's sitting at the table now. I can't tell some of these girls apart. I'm horrible at this. I'm definitely horrible at this. And then TC takes the microphone at the breakfast ceremony, and he's giving a list of things that are all missing, apparently, from the camp. There's some clothing, there's some battery from a car missing, there's some rope missing, a portable electric drill. I'm assuming some of the things are, weapons that Angela's been using, like that drill. The rope's probably going to be used at some point, and probably the car battery as well. All right, so Molly is still alive because Angela's, sitting up against these steps, up against a door that says no trespassing on it. It looks like a beaten-up cabin. And Molly comes up behind her as she's humming and scares the crap out of Angela. She's like, hey, how did you know I was here? And she's like, I followed you, to be honest with you. And apparently Molly's the good girl, so I'm not sure which one. Maybe it's Allie. Allie's probably the one that's showing off the tits. I don't know. I'm horrible at this game, and it's late at night, to be honest with you. My excuse is all these female campers look the same, and that's probably going to give me a lot of backlash, but for the most part, they kind of do. So yeah, Allie is the bad one that keeps flashing. Everyone likes to sleep nude, because Molly and Angela are talking, and Molly's a little bit worried that the guy that she's been talking to is going to be distracted by Allie, and she's like, Sean's a good dude. He'll know what's right for him. I believe it was Sean. Maybe they said John. I'm pretty sure they said Sean, though. And then Molly's like, there's another thing that actually worries about me and Sean and Allie, because, Allie's more experienced. And then Angela's like, which probably means she's got a disease, or two, maybe three. And apparently Molly's like the only one that really likes Angela and doesn't have a, issue with her. And then they hug it out because Angela's like, I gotta get back and we gotta get some stuff done here on the camp. And it was hopefully I was a little bit of a help to you. And she's like, you're a big help. I'm not sure what's going on right now, because we see some campers with blindfolds on that are being led into a room. And then by that door as well, there's three guys that are working on some crap. And they're actually painting a hockey helmet. The one guy's like, I got this idea like 3 years ago. If this doesn't scare them, nothing's gonna. And then we see the two little guys that have the Polaroid camera, looking over the Polaroid pictures that they're taking. And then Angela sneaks in the room. She's like, so what you guys looking at? Let me see it, huh? How about you help me show me what's in your hand there? Show me the pictures, huh? Show me the pictures, you little brat. Then Angela takes the pictures, and then she shows TC. He's looking at the pictures. He's like, good picture, nice pictures. And then Angela takes the pictures back. She's like, joke about it. Joke about the little boys taking pictures of the boobs, huh? He's like, don't worry about it. I'll actually handle it. I'm sorry for laughing about it. It's my bad. I was just trying to be funny. I'm sorry that the guys are taking pictures of you, or the other girls, I should say. And I'll handle the situation. Also, by the way, just so you're aware, you should probably keep your ears open, because it sounds like some of the campers are probably going to try and scare the shit out of you. tonight, just so you know, just so you're aware. You see one of the guys in the mirror doing some face makeup. It's some really bad makeup, but he's also got the Freddy Krueger glove on as well. He's like, ah, this gonna scare the crap out of Angela. And then we see a couple of the girls out, you know, roughing it in the woods, and one's complaining because she wants a pill. And he's like, well, we're supposed to be roughing it. We're not supposed to have anything at all. We're just supposed to make do with what we have out here. And then we see the Freddy guy on the ground looking for his glove because apparently he can't find it. And the other guy with the hockey mask comes up and he kind of pushes him down. He's like, hey, asshole, you almost made me break my machete. How dare you? He's like, hey, let me get some help so I can find my glove here, okay? I put somewhere in the leaves and I can't find the damn thing now. He's literally walking around like Velma on her knees looking for her glasses. And then he comes across the log a little bit farther down. He's like, hey, where'd you find my glove? And then the glove just comes up and slashes him right in the throat. And we see him bleeding to death. And then the guy with the Jason mask on, he's like, hey, Anthony, the guy that had the Freddy Krueger glove and hat. He's like, where are you? I'm going to be leaving soon if you don't come out. And then out of nowhere, we see this person standing behind that guy with like a poorly Michael Myers mask on. But he's also got a chainsaw in hand. And then the guy's like, hey, Anthony, I guess you want to play, huh? And then we just see the chainsaw hit the guy's machete because he thought he was playing around. And then next thing you know, we see him getting cut above the knee with the chainsaw. He starts screaming. He's like, oh my God, I thought we were just playing. Please don't hurt me. Please stop. And then we just see the chainsaw like going through him. And then we hear Angela's voice. Sorry, once I start a task, I always got to make sure I finish it. And then as we see the three girls sitting by the campfire, they notice the one girl, or they see someone coming up with the mask on, the chainsaw, and they all tackle her, even though she's got a chainsaw in hand. Then they rip the mask off. He's like, Angela, what are you doing dressed up like this? And he's like, just having fun out here, just trying to scare you guys. Then we cut to one of the washrooms where, two people are, getting down to the fun stuff, let's say, because I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want to get blacklisted on Spotify or Google Podcasts, whatever. So they're just getting down to the fun stuff. Let's just say that. They also look really weird, like making their way to the washroom because the guy's like almost like dragging the girl. it's Allie, of course, but like she's being like dragged to the washroom. And then we see Angela outside creeping up to the washroom with chainsaw in hand. Of course, Angela tries to get through the front door, and it's like a wooden screen door that says just says ladies on it to walk through the washroom. She tries to open it, but nothing happens, so she tries to start the chainsaw, but it won't start at all. So then she knocks on it. She's like, Allie, you in there? What are you doing in there, huh? Going potty? Are you getting, you having some fun stuff in there? Allie, I know you're in there. And then we just see Allie trying to get dressed quickly as she's like telling the guy, yo, stand on the toilet. I got really bad cramps, Angela. I don't know what's happening with me. And Angela's like, you said you had cramps last week too. So what's going on with you? Why is the door locked, dude? Why do you have music blasting in the washroom? And then we see Molly and Sean just, playing some football, tossing around. Then TC comes up. Yeah, you seen John or Anthony lately? I haven't seen them since last night. He's like, no, you want some help going to look for them? So yeah, let's go find them somewhere, please, so we can keep track of the head count. And of course, Molly runs into Allie, and then Allie's going on about, I know you hate me just as much as I hate you. And Molly's like, I don't hate you at all. And she's like, oh, stop giving me this goody two-shoe crap. And of course, Angela just finds Molly crying on her bed. And the whole time is just like Allie just being like, go tell Angela. Maybe the lady will send me home just because, you're goody two-shoes and everyone's getting sent home but us. And then Molly breaks down to Angela. It's like, it's Allie. She's just saying all this mean stuff about Sean and about you. And she's, it's all this stuff just, make me upset. And I'm just trying to have fun at summer camp. So then we just cut and see Allie getting it on in the woods again, because that's what Allie likes to do at summer camp. And then we just see them both laying up against a log and be like, yeah, that was fun, wasn't it, huh? After they're done, Allie's like, so just to be clear, you don't have AIDS or anything, do you, right? And the guy's like, no, of course not. And then she just walks away. She's like, good, see ya. Then Allie must be in like a washroom or something, because on the mirror there says a piece of paper that with her name. And then she opens up the paper and says abandoned cabin at 5, and then it says Sean's name. And she's all excited. She's like, oh, I better get all pretty so I can go mess around with Sean, the guy that the Molly wants. Then we see Allie showing up to the abandoned cabin, and she's like, hey, Sean, sir, I'm late, I just had to get ready and stuff. And she knocks on the door, and the door kind of just shakes a little bit, but there's no answer behind the door, because, of course, it's not actually Sean setting up the get-together. And then Allie's like, goddamn, Molly set this all up. And then the door opens, and she's like, hey, goddamn Angela. Hey, how's it going? I didn't think you would actually fall for this trap. And then we see the whole time behind Angela's back, she was holding a knife, and then when Allie goes to walk away. She gets stabbed a couple times in her back. And then Angela picks her up and puts her into this, like, random porta potty area, I guess. And then she literally starts pushing her head into the toilet. And we just hear flies all over the place. And she's like, ah, shit, shit. And I was like, yeah, right. It's one of your friends, actually, too, to be honest. And then Angela keeps asking her what's down there. And she's like, I don't know. And then Angela's like, well, I guess you're going to have to climb down there and find out then. And she, like, pushes her down into, I guess there's a giant hole for this porta potty. And then she grabs a giant stick and just starts pushing her head farther down. She comes up a couple times. And I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a leech on her face or some feces. But either way, it's not good. And then, of course, you know, Allie starts to, you know, suffocate and drown in the feces water, and she doesn't come up after a while. And then Angela's like, ah, you should have been the first to go the whole time. Then the guy that was hooking up with Allie is like, hey, so have you seen Allie by chance, Sean and Molly? He's like, no, actually, she's complaining about some bad cramps last night, but other than that, I haven't seen her at all today, to be honest. And the guy's like, so you wonder what I started thinking about there, Sean? What about that camp? And then Sean's like, Allie's not dead. She's probably just out screwing the cook somewhere. Don't worry about it. Everything's gonna be fine. Then outside the girls' cabin, we see the two little boys that do the Polaroid pictures. They're on a ladder, and they're setting up a bucket above the door, and one of the other girls is going, she's like, you better not get me wet. And we've come to find out that girl's going in to talk to Angela, who's apparently sitting on one of the beds, you know, playing her guitar. And then the girl that walked in is starting to, you know, talk to Angela and describe some things that happened. Then we see Angela get up from playing the guitar, and then she goes and locks the door. And then we see her pick up a one of the wire hangers, and she's like, no, that's probably not gonna be good enough to kill her with it. I'm gonna set that item down, as the girl's still talking, brushing her hair, not paying attention at all. And then she picks up a pencil and she starts, like, making a stab in action, and the pencil breaks. Like, no, that's not good enough either. How about I pick up the boombox radio and I'm gonna throw that? Maybe it might work, it might kill you, I don't know. And then she picks up a hairbrush for some reason, and, like, starts brushing her own hair. Then Angela goes over to her guitar that's sitting on their bed, and she pulls out one of the guitar strings and walks over to a girl. She's like, you talk too much. And then she literally just starts choking her out with the guitar string in front of the mirror. And then we see Angela leaving that cabin, and then, of course, the two little kids pull the bucket, and cold water drops all over her, and she's not too happy about that at all. So now we see Angela trying to push that dead body out the back window of this cabin, and then we see Molly at the door. She's like, hey, who locked the door? I'm gonna tell. And then she's using a stick somehow to unlock the door to get back into the cabin, and it actually works. I don't know how it works, but it works. And then we see Angela behind a curtain with a knife out, and then she literally goes to stab, which might not be Molly now I'm looking at the face. It might be someone else, and she's like, what did I do? It's like, you're gonna tell. And then we just see her, Angela, stabbing her over and over again. So yeah, it's definitely not Molly. Like I said, there's too many campers that are female with blonde hair in this movie. It's a shame. Because we now say Molly is with Sean, and they're making out outside the cabin somewhere, as we hear Angela singing and playing her guitar. I'm not sure. I guess she had an extra string, or maybe she put the blaze string back on. I don't know. Anyways, Sean then leaves, and then Molly goes into the girl's cabin, and she's looking around being like, wow, like, all these beds are empty. And then Angela comes out from her room. She's like, hey, it looks like me and you are the only two left here. Everyone else left the camp for some reason. And she's like, I had no choice. I had to send them all home. They're all being bad, being little perverts. Unlike you, though, Molly, you're a good girl. Then we see this, like, montage as they're trying to sleep, and it's various shots of Angela and then various people getting murdered throughout the movie. And we just see Angela, like, tossing in bed as everything's happening. And then we see Angela sitting down with Uncle John, and TC's there, and Uncle John's like, you know what, you gotta go, because now I have no campers here at all. TC was gonna call the cops because he was looking for two of the guys, and you didn't tell us anything about sending them home, and we know nothing about it, so you need to get out of here. You need to go by lunchtime, because I can't have you out the camp anymore, because they're just causing more issues than doing good. And then we see Angela crying in front of Molly. She's like, Uncle John and TC just fired me, so I gotta get out of here, because I'm not wanted around here anymore. So, and then Molly goes to talk to Sean. She's like, so I was just talking to Angela, and she just got fired, and she's really upset about it, and I just wondering if, you know, maybe we could go help her out and, you know, cheer her up somehow. He's like, I guess we can try something out. So then Molly's like, so I know Angela likes to hang out at the abandoned cabin in the woods a lot, that. So maybe she's there. Maybe we can go find her there. And then they find her sitting on the like homemade barbecue area where she burnt the two stoner chicks. And then Angela's like, you know, Uncle John just made me camper of the week or counselor of the week 4 days ago. And now he fires me. So all these murders have happened within 4 days of everything. And Angela's like, so he reminds me of this boy that didn't like me when I was a kid. And I fixed him. And then Molly's like, how'd you fix him? And she's like, I drowned him. And then we see Sean getting ready to go into the cabin, the bandit cabin. And Angela looks over. She's like, hey, don't go in there. Don't go in there. And she runs after him. And Sean's inside the cabin. And now we see a bunch of dead people all over the place inside the cabin. And Sean drops to the ground and starts puking all over the place. And then Angela comes in with a stick of some sort and literally starts beating the crap out of Sean. Then Molly comes in. She's like, hey, I don't want to hurt you at all, so you just gotta be quiet. And then we cut to TC, who's hearing from one of the other guys that, you know, Sean and Molly went up to the abandoned cabin in the woods to try and go find Angela. So then TC runs after them. Then we cut back to the abandoned cabin again, where we see Molly and Sean are both tied up now, and they got, like, cloth going through their mouth to gag them as well. And then we see Angela open up some peas, looking at the can, being like, I always like to look at the ingredients before I buy stuff. And then we hear TC yelling for Sean and Molly. And Angela's like, huh, sounds like we have company coming to visit us now. And then we see TC breaking down the door to get into the cabin. He's like, oh my god. And that's at the point that Angela has a cup of acid, apparently, and throws it on his face. And he starts screaming as the flesh on his face starts to burn away as he's now, like, rolling around on the floor. And then Angela's like, see? I knew your battery would come in handy at some point in time. And this is, you know, a week of camping and fun. And then Angela takes down Sean's gag. He's like, you're Angela. You're Angela Baker, you're the killer from that campsite. And then Sean's like, how did you get this job? And he's like, I got actually lots of recommendations from clergymen, from doctors and therapists. I did my time. I did 2 years of therapy, and I've been shown to be, you know, a new person now, but clearly I'm not. And then she's like, so how do you know so much about me, Sean? And that's when Sean's like, you know, my dad's a cop. He actually helped arrest you years ago. And yeah. Then I don't know where either Angela grabbed a machete or an axe. I wasn't really sure. But yeah, she cuts Sean's head off clean with one cut. One swing, I guess. Then we start panning around the cabin. We see a bunch of dead bodies all over the place. We see the guy with the Freddy mask. We see the charcoal sisters. And we see, you know, Allie with the maggots or bloodsuckers, leeches, whatever, all over her face and the feces. And then Angela's talking to Molly. She's like, don't worry about it. Sean wasn't good for you. There's plenty of fish in the sea. You're going to find someone new. Don't worry about it. And look who's on TV. And it's actually Sean's head inside of a broken TV. Then Angela leaves the cabin. She's like, I got something I gotta go do. And we see her dragging another body back as Molly is now trying to get free from the rope that's, you know, holding her arms up in the air. Then as Angela's dragging the other body back to the cabin, she's looking around. She's like, hey, where's my rope? And then she goes inside where Molly's free now, and Molly grabs that stick that she used to knock out Sean. She starts wailing Angela with it to the point where she falls down on the ground. It looks like she might be kind of knocked out a little bit. And then there's a run scene in the woods where we see Molly, you know, running for help in the woods, and then Angela finally gets back up on her feet and starts chasing her through the woods as well. Also, Molly's running with a knife in hand, and I'm not sure how this happens, because Molly is running and she stops at a tree, and Angela's already hiding behind said tree, and then they kind of fight and they leave a little bit, and then Angela gets, you know, cut in the, like, across the side of the knee, and then Molly starts running away again. But I'm not sure how Angela got ahead of her to begin with, unless Molly's just that dumb and doesn't know where she's running in the woods and ran somehow in a circle. And then they start running again, and the whole time they're running, Angela's chasing after her, and she's just like, Molly, just stop, come on, I just want to be your friend, please stop, I just want to be your friend, come on now. And then we see Angela trying to get the knife from Molly. Molly's walking backwards, stepping backwards, and she steps off this little rock ledge and falls down, but it doesn't even look like it's a giant fall. And you're like, oh, Molly, what happened to you? And it's now that nighttime, and the new camp counselor that's supposed to be taking over for Angela is, you know, trying to find Molly. And she looks around the side of the cabin. We see the two little creepy boys with the Polaroids looking through the window. She's like, oh, what did I tell you guys? You can't be doing that. And we come to find out those two kids are dead and, like, strung up against the cabin. So then the counselor runs to the cabin to talk to Uncle John and TC, where we see Uncle John is dead with his hand cut off, and TC, I think it's TC, I don't know, some guy is hanging from the ceiling and he's red. And then Angela kills that girl, and as she's leave, and she's like, good night, campers. And then we cut back into the woods, and we see Molly slowly starting to wake up, and then we see a truck moving through the wooded area. There might be a road there, it's really foggy. But then we also see a train coming through as well, because the truck's stopping at a train track, and it's actually Angela inside the truck with some random lady. I don't even know who the hell she is. Some very country lady. And the lady driving, she lights a smoke. She's like, I've quit these things so many damn times, I had to quit quitting. Angela's not a fan of this lady smoking. So then as the train's speeding by, Angela just starts stabbing the lady out of nowhere. Just, you know, I'm just going to stab you in the throat because you're pissing me off now because you're smoking and you don't want to crack a window. And then we see Molly falling out of the woods and getting onto a road. And that's when she sees a truck coming up behind her and she flags the truck down. But of course, the issue is the truck's being drove by Angela now with a cowboy hat on. And Molly doesn't realize it at all. And then she goes over to the driver's seat. And then Angela's like, howdy, partner. And then we just see a still shot of Molly's face. And then the outro credits start to play. The rocker music starts to play. And that's the end of the movie. And I thought it was just a fun, cheesy camp movie. Good slasher. Nothing super amazing, but I enjoy it. I think it's good cheesy fun. So definitely check it out. It's on Tubi. And on the Rotten scale, I'm getting a 6.5 out of 10. I think the Sleepaway Camp series is a good collection of just cheesy slasher horror fun. So definitely go check it out, especially if you want, you know, the typical 80s rock slasher boob movie. It's right up there for you guys. So now we're at that time where we got to pick next week's movie. So next week we're going to be watching another one that's on Tubi. This is a favorite of mine. I just love this series of movies. It's a horror comedy from 1998. It runs for an hour and 28 minutes. We're going to be watching Bride of Chucky. So hopefully you guys will check that one out. You've probably already seen it multiple times. I know I have. So I'm looking forward to watching this one again for the podcast. And as always, make sure to check out the outro band, Toronto-based horror band Blood Opera. You can find all their links down below. But check them out on all social medias. They're on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, SoundCloud,
YouTube. But the main thing is the Spotify account, so definitely go check it out because they got a new album out. And check out their Etsy store as well. They're selling some handcrafted horror goods, definitely some pretty cool stuff. Make sure to check them out. Tell them that I sent you as well. Make sure to check out all my social media links down below as well, at TyphonSide on pretty much anything and everything. We got the Instagram, we got the X page, we got Threads, we got Facebook, we got TikTok, and the main thing we got is the YouTube channel. We post a weekly gaming video every single Wednesday at various shorts up there. We've been doing lots of live streams, been doing some art live streams, been doing some video game live streams. Yeah, there's just a ton of content on there. Old episodes of the podcast are going up there as well for, you know, people that don't like to use the podcast apps. And yeah, just a fun spot. Once we hit that 1,000 sub mark, we're going to be giving away some free artwork, so definitely go check it out. And as well, like I said before, use code ROTTENREVIEWS at checkout when purchasing any W product. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys all later. Peace! Oh,
invisible men.